at the Senior Bowl where he gets NFL coaching, you could see that he was going under center, then he would go in shotgun. And you could tell there was just a comfortability of him being in the shotgun. Mm-hmm. How difficult is that to take these guys, George, and you're seeing more of them that are going through Pop Warner, high school, college, and they're not taking a snap under center.
Right.
Where is that process for you where you're like, you have to get comfortable with this? How do you make it that much more comfortable for these quarterbacks that don't get under center to have to get under center?
You got to try to mimic the heck out of training. And, I mean, I'm telling you, we've gone way outside the box as best we can to get it close. So, for instance, we have a lot of interns. We got like eight guys down there. We call them the Rat Pack. We'll take five of them and line them up like linemen. Now they're only 5'6" to 5'8". But we'll put Bryce right behind the middle one, mimicking the center, and I'll point to them randomly without Bryce seeing. And I'll point to the left guard intern, keep going. I'll pull it to the left tackle intern, you keep going. And as Bryce drops, some will stop, some will randomly keep moving. And you're trying just to build his instincts. Here's your pocket antenna.
Right.
If we can learn spacing and adjustments for that, it'll be big for you. The pocket to the gun is a big deal. And there's a reason why people always question it. Not all these guys traverse over that bridge with, you know, a surety. Like, some of those guys will get halfway and they go back. The pocket, the ball is mailed back to me. You know, I'm never really under that much pressure. My heart rate's not really up. I'm 5 yards. I got a 5 yard head start in the deep. I'm going to get the ball, turn and go. If they come up under center, there is only one human's worth of distance between you and a whole bunch of 300 pounders. So to come up there, it's almost like you're kind of getting close to that dog. It's on that's chained up. You're getting close, and as soon as the ball snaps, that dog can move, and so can you. If I'm in the gun, I'm on the opposite side of the sidewalk, and this dog, he cannot touch me. You got to get over that first. And then now, to flow with people coming, I have to play back while you guys are all charging toward me. Be okay with that. Be okay with the personal space being contested, and then play. In the gun, it is a different deal. But they can do it. A lot of these guys do it, and they're going to continue to be asked to do it. The irony of all this is almost kind of like Ellis Island, where all the people who are trying to get into America and become citizens, they have to know the Declaration of Independence, and they have to know this, this, and this. But on the other side of it, most Americans can't rattle that stuff off because you're already in.
Yeah.
For college football, when they come through this, you know, they're getting pressed through this little portal here at the combine. Pocket work, pocket work, pocket work. But 3/4 of all snaps in the NFL this year are out of the gun. Out of your top 10 passers, 8 of them were in the shotgun 2/3 of the time. And Joe Flacco is the only quarterback in the NFL who spends a greater percentage under center than in the gun. That's it. Brady, Breeze, Manning, like everybody pretty much has to be in the gun on third down just because how exotic that stuff gets. But it is fascinating. The hard rule, they better be able to do this. Okay, fine. But once I get past that little portal, I'm back. I'm back in the gun again. So, but it is. I think it's important. I think it's necessary, you know, to have that skill set, to demonstrate it. Teams have to know that you can organize yourself like that. It's important.
George Whitfield with us. One more for you, George. You're a very positive person. You can tell that it comes across. How much of what you do is psychologist or positive thinking trainer as well as what you do physically?
It's everything. And I did not have a healthy respect for that when I started. You know, John, Mark, if I'm working with you guys on the field, my attention, my feet hitting the ground in the morning, I got to get Mark's footwork ironed out. John and I got to come to some kind of a pass with his motion. We got to iron out his grip. And then slowly, 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 just takes experience. You're like, wow, if you don't feel comfortable in who you are as a passer, if you don't feel comfortable with the tools on your belt, that's going to affect you out there on the field. So we can do that tangibly, then you got to also kind of do that intangibly. And I almost now kind of see myself as more like a cut man sometimes to a boxer.
Yeah.
You know, the coaches are walking around this building. I'm more like a teacher. You know, a cut man, hey, if you slip the jab and this and this and this, but here, let me cold compress this cut on you, whatever it is. You want them to always come out chin up. every single time on the football field. And it doesn't matter if it's like one of our third graders that we have at home. They may not be getting anything right in that day. So quickly, I'm going to keep regressing the workout until they find something they can find traction in. Sometimes a win in the day is, hey, at least we figured out what the problem is. Mm-hmm. Now it's on me to come back for a solution. It's on you to be able to step up and go after it. But that's important. I think it's important. The position is filled with so many challenges, externally, internally, my teammates. Everything in this incredible team sport is really centered around one guy. You either protect for him, you catch him, you're trying to tackle him. You're trying to outsmart him, or you're trying to use him to get a win or defeat him so you can get a win. It's all centered around this one guy out of 22. So you just want them to be clear of, you just want them to be clear of all, you know, self-doubt and all those sorts of things. I just think it's important. And fortunately, I'm learning that as I go, and I'm getting better at focusing on that.
George, great stuff. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
What an honor.